أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقولهم إنا قتلنا المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك من ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا بل رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses number 157 and 158 of Surah An-Nisa. The last few verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was speaking about the Bani Israel, more especially amongst them the Yahud, how they disobeyed Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the deficiencies and the laxities in their commitment towards Allah Ta'ala, and of course the demand upon Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Coming forward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had afflicted punishments upon them. Going further in ayah number 157, Allah ta'ala says, وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. One reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's afflictions upon them was because they had said that certainly we had assassinated Al-Masih, Sayyidina Isa ibn Maryam, who was the Rasul of Allah, alayhi salatu wassalam. Now in the previous verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. One reason why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had afflicted them with his punishment, his curse, was because they really did kill Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. In the case of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had raised Isa alayhi salatu wassalam into the skies, into the heavens. They had not killed Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. But how audacious can a nation be that they did not kill the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and now they claim that they killed the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That is audaciousness, that is daring, and of course they had the guts against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, just because they themselves made the claim, despite the fact they did not kill Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, that was an allegation again against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was blasphemy, it was against the truth, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cursed them. The actual incident, there are various narrations, we'll just discuss two. That at the time when the Bani Israel had become offended and they felt that Isa alayhi salatu wassalam's deen is now going to spread, then they decided to assassinate Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Their decision, like Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Their decision of plotting against Isa alayhi salatu wassalam and the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his plan will be the greater of all the plans and the greatest of all plans. So when they had decided to do that, in the one narration, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was at a particular place. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was with his hawariyun, his disciples. One narration states, Isa alayhi salatu wassalam made an offer to the hawariyun that whoever goes out of this place and he gives his life saying that he is me, then he will be with me in Jannat. One of the disciples of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam stood up and he went out. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then created within him the resemblance of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and the Bani Israel thought that it was Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, and hence they assassinated him. That is one of the disciples. In the more famous narration, it is that Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was at a particular place within a house, and when the Bani Israel had come, they surrounded the house and then they sent one of their own people in search of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. By the time he had come in, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had raised Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Allah ta'ala created in this person the resemblance of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. The rest of the Bani Israel could not wait anymore. When they barged in, they found this person in the resemblance of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. They had then assassinated him. Now when this happened, there was a great amount of confusion amongst them. The confusion was that where is the person that we had sent? If that person is there, then where is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? And if that person was killed, then what happened to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? So a great deal of confusion had then was created amongst the Bani Israel, creating a rift between them. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the punishment, the affliction of Allah ta'ala, one of the reasons was وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, by the saying that certainly we had killed Al-Masih, the Messiah, Sayyidina Isa ibn Maryam, who was the Rasul of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Ta'ala says categorically, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ, they had neither killed him, وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, nor had they crucified Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ, but the matter was a delusion of reformation, or rather Allah resemblance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكِّ مِّنْ, and certainly those who had differed with regards to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam remained in doubt with regards to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ, they have absolutely no knowledge, إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ, but the pursuance of speculation, the speculation about killing Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, assassinating him or even crucifying him. Thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reinforces وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا, they had not killed, they nor had they assassinated Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam with yaqeen, with absolute certainty, it did not happen. Now this is our belief because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had raised Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam into the heavens, and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is alive, and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come at the end of time. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will send him. We'll discuss that in the next verses. Bar rafa'ahu Allahu ilay. So if they did not certainly kill him, there was doubt with regards to it, Allah ta'ala says nay. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had raised Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam towards Allah ta'ala. Wa kana Allahu azizan hakima. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aziz. Allah ta'ala is almighty. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make the plans go astray. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan will continue. And hence, when Allah ta'ala is almighty, there is absolutely no difficulty upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in raising a Nabi of Allah ta'ala, or for that matter, any human being, hakima. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all wise, and in his wisdom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept them in their confusion with regards to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is our belief, and it is important that especially when our children go to Christian-based schools, faith-based schools, we need to implant within them that this is a basic aqidah, a basic belief of the whole ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And hence this is very, very important that we know that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was neither killed, nor Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was crucified. It was neither by the Yahud nor the Romans. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.